how to send messages of safety to your brain. If you're dealing with intense symptoms, trying to do whatever you can to make this go away and it's not working, and you might start getting this idea that this is all being caused by your brain. What people often ask is, how do I get to a stage of safety? How do I get to a place where my mind and my brain knows it's safe? Well, in this video, I want to share with you the number one thing that you can do to convey safety to the brain, to send messages that everything is okay and that there's nothing wrong. So let's get it started. So if you don't know who I am, my name is Sean. We help people around the world overcome their symptoms and go back to living. Now, in this video, I'm not going to be talking about the exact steps to overcome it. It's more than just conveying signals of safety to the brain. There's a few other aspects. If you want to know that, I'll put a link down below to a free ebook, basically highlighting how the whole journey looks like. And so, you know, as we've helped so many people, I basically wrote out this book and I wanted to give it for free because I was thinking about the old Sean, you know, the Sean that was stuck, that didn't have any answers, and how useful this book would have been. So the link is down below. Check it out. So the thing that gets people stuck the most is trying to convey that everything is safe. Like I mentioned, they might go to their doctors trying to get that assurance. They might be Google searching their symptoms, trying to identify what's going on, trying to identify that, okay, this is okay, there's nothing wrong. Just trying to convince their brain that it's safe. Once they start doing that and they realize it doesn't work, they often move towards lifestyle adjustments, right? For example, going out for walks. They'll try meditation. They'll try breathing techniques. Maybe it's a supplement like magnesium. They might try medication. And they might try all these different alternative therapies as well. And they're not finding any relief. And so how do you convey that safety? Well, here are some practical steps. Number one, recognize that this is all being caused by the brain, okay? You might think it's the physical sensation, it's the ache, it's the pain, the discomfort. You might think it's, you know, the breathlessness. You might think it's the heart. You might think it's your digestion. You might think it's your throat. You might think it's all these different things, but fundamentally, all of this is coming from your brain. Now, how do you know this? Well, you've gone to your doctors and gotten everything ruled out, right? Make sure to get everything ruled out by your doctor. Do not use these videos or any videos on the internet to self-diagnose. And, you know, when you get that clean bill of health and when, you know, the doctors don't really offer any support, that's a good sign that it's really all being caused by the brain. If you want to overcome this, you need to simplify this. And the simplest way is by responding. Now, what do I mean by responding? Well, look, when you experience these symptoms, they're uncomfortable. Ask yourself, how are you reacting when you experience the symptom? Are you panicking? Are you fearing it? Are you fighting it? Are you trying to fix it? Are you analyzing it? Are you trying to figure this out? Are you hyper-focused on it? What are you doing? When you feel a sensation and you're trying to fix it, you're subconsciously telling your brain there's something wrong, right? And so the key is by showing the brain through your response. You know, you can't talk to your brain. Your brain doesn't talk in words. It communicates through your actions. It looks at what Sean is doing in this moment. So when you experience these sensations, acknowledge it. Say, that's okay, you're here. You don't need to get frustrated. You don't need to try to fight it. You don't need to be hyper-focused on it. It doesn't need to ruin your day. You acknowledge it. In fact, you even invite it with compassion. Recognize that it's just a message that the brain is signaling, and that just because it's signaling a message doesn't mean that there's actually something wrong. And all you have to do is respond. Now, what does the response look like? Well, responding is by allowing the symptom to be there, accepting the symptom to be there. A lot of people find that they use acceptance as a way to make the symptom go away. If you're accepting, it shouldn't matter whether it's going away or not, right? And so what happens is that people's acceptance becomes conditional. That's not real acceptance, right? If I'm accepting you for who you are, or if you're doing something that I don't like and I don't accept that, then am I truly accepting you for who you are? It's the same thing with your symptoms. You want to accept whatever it is. If it decides to stay longer, that's okay. It shouldn't ruin your day. A lot of people miss this piece, but the purpose of accepting is to make you realize that you trying to fix this is what's keeping this alive. So when you're constantly in this compulsive state of trying to fix it, the thing that acceptance does is that it makes you stop doing that and makes you accept your reality right now, which is everything you've done is not working. So acceptance is like a baseline of understanding that, okay, what I've been doing is not working. I have to accept that. Now, that doesn't mean you have to accept the symptoms for the rest of your life, right? But it's recognizing that the approach you are taking is not working. And so this also gives you a chance to rest and let it be. And so what happens is you just allow the symptom to be there and you continue living life. Is the symptom going to go away automatically? No, it's going to take time. Even when the symptom goes, it's probably going to show up here and there. And that's part of it, right? This isn't like, you know, a video game where you beat the boss once and then you move on. The boss is going to show up in multiple ways, right? The symptom is going to show up in multiple ways. This isn't something that you just beat once and it goes away. It's going to keep showing up a few times and it's going to morph and it's going to change. And so you really need to ground yourself in the response. You need to get really good at that. And you also have to recognize that you have developed some habits of constantly being focused on it, right? And that habit won't go away overnight either. If you've had a problem, you've been focusing on it, even if the problem got solved, you would wake up the next day focused on that problem. It's just how the mind works. And so what you want to do is recognize that there's a force of habit that's also at play, but the best way is by your response. When you respond, meaning you allow the symptoms to be there without fighting it, it doesn't just resolve it from a conscious perspective, but it also fixes it from a subconscious perspective. Because, like I mentioned, if there was nothing broken, why do you need to fix anything, right? The second you try to do anything, you're telling your mind that there's something wrong, right? If nothing is broken and everything is working exactly as it should, if there's nothing medically wrong, then what is there to do? It's nothing, right? So you can say, I'm accepting it, but deep down, if you're still doing things, well, what are you communicating, right? You're compensating for something. You're compensating for the fact that the symptom isn't going away, so you have to do something extra. Deep down, fundamentally, your brain recognizes that. It says, no, Sean is still doing something to make the symptoms go away. And because he's making the symptoms go away, something's wrong. We're going to hyper-focus on the sensation or this feeling. Once you get this under control, once you know how to respond, these things like going for a walk in nature, taking the supplements, even taking the medication or whatever you take is going to be so much more effective, right? You can be doing all those things and still be fighting with your symptoms and tell your brain that there's something wrong. It's you and your anxiety or you and your symptoms versus, you know, a supplement. It's not going to work. The supplement's going to lose, obviously. And so make that shift of respond to your sensations, recognize there's nothing wrong. And what often happens is when people realize that nothing is wrong, sometimes people don't even take that supplement. People don't even take, you know, a walk because it's like, well, why am I walking? Am I walking to feel better? Am I walking to run away? Or am I just walking to enjoy nature, right? If you're walking to enjoy nature, that's cool. But if you're walking as a way to escape your symptoms, you can be doing the same action. And yet, in one stage, in one way, you're telling your brain everything is fine. And in the other way, you're telling your brain there's something wrong, right? So it's not the action, it's the intent behind it. So I hope this helps and I hope it gives you a good starting point. Like I said, if you want to know more, check out that free ebook. You can always apply to work with us as well. And if you really want to know the 5 steps to overcoming your symptoms, how the recovery journey looks like overall, I'll put a link down below to the 5 steps to overcoming anxiety symptoms once and for all. Thanks for watching. I'll see you in the next one.